Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us. It is Friday, 11th the 17th of the year of our Lord, 2023. And it is my joy to have with me Brother Paul Sutcliffe from New York. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Having a beautiful day. It's been very cold this morning, but very beautiful day.
Well, Brother Paul, I'm glad that you love it in New York and the cold weather, because if you are me living in New York this time of the year, 20s and below, that will not be a good place to live. That's why I choose to be in the center of America. Missouri is the best place to be. Anyway, Brother Paul, we have a whole week, so much happening around the world, and I'd like to go with you in a circle the best as we can to cover some of the important outline for what the Muslims have been doing in the world. So let's start with the first case in America.
On November 11th in Austin, Texas, the police, included the SWAT team, responded to a hostage situation because of a woman screaming for help. She had called 911 to say she had been stabbed and two other people were still trapped in the home. The first police officers to arrive at the home were shot at, prompting SWAT members to respond. And the SWAT members made entry, and they were also met with heavy gunfire. SWAT officer Jorge Pastore was shot and killed. Three occupants of the house were found dead. Aman Ahmad El Emner Nasser, a mother, Ahmed Muhammad Nasser, 35, her son, and Riyad Muhammad Nasser and her other son. It is not clear which of these sons was the shooter. However, it was discovered that the FBI had been investigating members of the shooter's family prior to the killing because the gunman was on the terror watch list.
Imagine with me, here we go in America, Muslims on a terror watch list, and the FBI knows about it. Of course, the authority did not do anything about it until we have the shooting, and as you have shared with us tonight. Why in the world we don't get involved quickly? Oh, I give you why. Because they're Muslims. Trust me. If they are Republican, American, white supremacists, as they call us, for sure they will be arrested before anything ever happened. But because there is Islam in it, and with the political correctness, I believe we don't want to rush to make any arrest to stop the crime from taking place. But I wonder how many other Muslims in America are on the terror watch list and they are free to be anywhere they wish. Like the mayor of New Jersey. Remember that mayor who could not make it to the White House because he was in the terrorist watch list, and he is a mayor, for heaven's sake. So my advice to the Democrat before, when we talked about that mayor, please remove all the Muslims from the terror watch list so you will not make your party look a terrorist party, or just get rid of the Muslims on the terrorist watch list, because if they're not shooting and killing each other, for sure they'll be killing innocent Americans. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story in the U.S.
Well, the Free Beacon actually pointed out a few mosques that had received federal funding while promoting hate. The Department of Homeland Security awarded the California-based Masjid Al-Ansar Mosque $100,000 on March 9th under the nonprofit security grants program. Mustafa Kamal, the imam at the Masjid Al-Ansar earlier this year, called Jews a bigoted and arrogant breed of people and prayed they would be annihilated in a war over the Holy Land.
Notice, he did not say the Israelites, he said the Jews.
Yes.
So the hatred is not to the occupier of the promised land, which is their homeland. It is the Jew in planet Earth. Okay, even here in America. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Well, good point. Now, you're this again. The Islamic Center of Detroit, who received $150,000 last October, its head imam, Imran Salha, said at a pro-Palestinian rally days after Hamas's invasion of Israel that Muslims have a fire in our hearts that will burn that state until its demise. During a sermon in this past March, he referred to the sick, disgusting Zionist regime and prayed, may Allah eradicate their existence.
So Muslim's heart is full of fire, and he's asking Allah to burn the Jews. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. It must be love, man. Islam is love. I see it. Not only in the teaching of the Quran, but in the teaching of Muslims imam in the mosque in America.
There's one more mosque here. Okay. Islamic Center of San Diego, a mosque best known as the home of to two 9/11 hijackers days after the Hamas attack, Imam Taha Hussein defended the attack on Israel as an act of self-defense. He said, when people are occupied, then the resistance is justified. Then on October 20th, he said, we cannot accuse somebody who is fighting for his life to be a terrorist. The terrorist is the one who started the occupation, not the one who is defending himself. That mosque got $150,000 on August 15th.
Here we go. Our tax money is supporting jihadis in America. Muslim imam perform jihad with their lips, and soon it will be by their hands, as the Quran teaches, in America. I wonder when the American people are going to wake up to stop giving these mosques and these Muslim imams the thousands and the thousands of our tax money. Can you just help me out here, Brother Paul? Tell me, why in the world our government are sponsoring these jihadi to do what they're doing in America and around the world? Why are we giving them any money?
I personally believe there are members of the Muslim Brotherhood on the committees because the people who are turning in their applications are not completely filling them out. I have evidence of that, and I've actually written an article on it.
Do you think if the Street Wave Grace Ministry filled this application, can we get some of this money, maybe $100,000?
Well, all you have to prove is that you've been threatened.
I have enough threats from Muslims in America and around the world. I should get $1,000,000 every year.
It's possible.
We need to work on that. Hopefully, we can get some money out of the U.S. government. If they're going to give our money to Muslim jihadis, we should give it to us, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, from that story to the last story at the USA.
MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has now admitted that the reason it failed to follow through with threats to suspend students who participated in an unauthorized anti-Israel protest was because the school feared the agitators would be deported.
Wow. So we need them to be here in America. Therefore, we're going to pretend they're not doing anything wrong or just ignore what they're doing just to make sure that Muslims are accommodated and feel good about taking over America. We're helping the Muslims. Of course, it is. It's exactly what it is. And I don't know when the American people are realizing what this government and these liberals are doing to us, because that is victory to the Muslim. The softer you go towards them, the more you give them the upper hand, the more you give them a higher land. And that's why Muslims will continue to take over America. But if we do the opposite, they're going to be weak. They're going to call for peace. And they're not going to do what they are hoping to accomplish in this land, which is taking over America. God help us. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on from the USA to United Kingdom. And we have two stories from England. What's going on there?
Okay. Al-Arfat Hussain, who is 20 years old of North London and a 17-year-old from Leeds who can't be named because of his age, became friends online and bonded over their extremist views and support for ISIS. On Friday, the 10th of November, Hassan admitted to possession of chemicals for terrorism purposes, an additional charge because he had been arrested previously and charged and was currently serving time. So he's just confessed to having chemical weapons in his
But why do you think he has his chemical weapons? Maybe he's using as urine, to put under his arm in case he smells bad or something. I mean, are you sure that he's going to use this chemical for the purpose of jihad or killing or something like that?
Well, he confessed to it, so I think it's more nefarious than they want us to know.
Did his lawyer ever say that he's mentally ill or something like that?
Nothing stated that way so far.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let's move on. Next story.
We have Mukhtar Master, a British Muslim activist who led an attempt to force a labor councillor to call for the removal of Keir Starmer over his position on Gaza. And this man, Mukhtar Master, had previously spoken in support of Hamas. The representative of 20 mosques in Preston of the United Kingdom had previously told pro-Palestinian supporters at a meeting, in this day and age, brothers and sisters, we are all Hamas. He also said 2 weeks ago, so he went to the gym, and where he saw a man who wore a Palestinian soccer shirt. Not only did he wear his Palestinian soccer shirt, but brothers and sisters, he had the name Hamas written on the back of it. Then he said, now the thing is, brothers and sisters, we need to have that attitude.
The attitude to stand firm, the attitude to stand bold, the attitude to support Hamas openly. And that is already happening all over the world. You see plenty of socialist, communist, liberals are doing that. That's why we have these protests all over America and all over England and all over different countries around the world, because they actually have the boldness to do it. I wish we Christians sometimes learn from such Muslims to stand up for Jesus and not to take the second place in our walk. But we put Christ first, and we will stand up, because this is it. If you are not for Hamas, you are against Muslims, against Islam. And if you are not for Jesus, you are against the Bible. You are against Christianity. We cannot hold the stick any longer in the middle. You are for him or against him. That is exactly how we should live our life.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet? Muhammad. The new faith? The religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, we're going to move on from United Kingdom to France. And what is going on in France?
This Monday afternoon, a 36-year-old man who was on trial for glorification of an act of terrorism and damage to property and drug abuse was carrying a knife. He was arrested outside the police station in Les Baux. The man had shouted, "Allahu Akbar," and "I will commit an assassination," under the windows of the police officers. And after damaging three police cars, he had brought a 17-centimeter long knife, and he said he planned to blow up the premises. When he got arrested and they're all done, he says, "I have no income, I'm hungry, and you better stay calm."
He said he have no income and he's hungry and he's asking the police to stay calm. You know what? I think that is a guy who have a case of mental illness. And obviously, he's not doing it in some secret place. He's doing it at the police station.
And it's probably all recorded because they have video outside.
Cameras outside. Mashallah, mashallah. Well, don't worry. He's going to have three free meals. He's going to have all the health care. He's going to have all the benefits which most people in France do not have. So why not keep take care of the criminals, and you're going to have plenty more of them. And who knows? Maybe he will come out of this prison, as we have seen in many cases in the past, a true Muslim jihadi. What about the second story from France?
According to an IFOP poll released on October 28th, 72% of French citizens now believe that a large-scale terrorist or genocidal attack against non-Muslims similar to Hamas's October 7th attack in Israel could happen in their country.
Well, this number is growing, Paul. I remember it used to be in the 20s and the 30s. Now it is 72, which means that people of France are realizing the mistakes their government and they themselves have done in the last 50, 60 years by bringing more Muslims to their land. And I don't think it is going to be fixed in France, but the problem is Most people in other countries who do not have the problem in that level do not know about that. That's why I believe this broadcast is very important for the American people to know if it's happening in France today, it could happen to America 5-10 years from now because it's moving from Europe to Canada to America. So we might as well wake up America because if we're going to wait until the number of those who truly believe the truth about what Muslims are capable and what they are going to be doing, that means it is too late for this country to fix the problem. So the 72, to me, it is Muslims already taking over France. We cannot wait here in America that you may hear it from the American people in the 70s or the 80s that we could have another September 11 here in America. Because if we wait to that day, it will be too late to be fixed. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the country of Hungary.
Just like you were just saying, some countries have decided this is not a good idea to take Muslim economic migrants. So we have Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Turkey, and he said this: "We Hungarians don't want many Gazas in the districts of Budapest, but and Brussels is doing exactly what most Europeans don't want." So he wants to stop the immigration of Muslims to his country.
Well, I wonder how many Muslims live in his country right now.
He'd probably tell you too many.
Well, I'm here in Wisconsin, believe it or not, the last few days. And here's the truth. People in Wisconsin are crying out, we don't want Syrian refugees here. It doesn't matter what people want or what people said, because the Syrians are on their way to Wisconsin. And the rest of the Muslims are on their way to different cities and different states of America. And if you are living in a very conservative state and the government of your state will not allow Muslim refugee in, don't worry, Muslims have their own agenda. First, they're going to move them to Minnesota or Wisconsin. And then after they become good citizen in America, then automatically they will move them to the rest of the conservative Republican state in America. If we do not learn from what is happening in Europe today, it will be the true story of America tomorrow. Maybe American people need to realize the biggest mistakes the liberals and the socialists are doing, especially when they're making the liberal church doing the dirty work for them. Maybe it's time for America to wake up and say no more refugee, period. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to India. What is happening in India?
Well, India had their National Investigative Agency file charges against 7 members of a Pune ISIS group. It's believed the group was involved in planning attacks on non-Muslims and had discussed various methods to eliminate them. According to the document, the accused aimed to establish Sharia law in their country by indoctrinating Muslim youth.
Well, believe it or not, if India will practice Sharia, Islamic law, for sure that will bring annihilation of all non-Muslims. Because as you know, we see this happening in Pakistan and Afghanistan and many other countries in the world. Just for anybody to criticize Islam, that'll be the end of his life. If you see anybody leave Islam for any reason, that will be the end of his life. And slowly, it will grow up to be full jihad. Full persecution for every non-Muslim in the land. Let's move on, Brother Paul, quickly. We're almost running out of time, to the country of Israel. And we have 2 stories there.
On Monday, Hamas sent a video to the family of Noah Marciano. She had to celebrate her 19th birthday in Gaza as a hostage. Hamas's video was meant to cause psychological terror to her parents. And this ended with Noah's dead body being shown.
That's how savage Hamas is. Not only they know how to terrorize the Jewish people on October 7th, they're terrorizing even today by showing videos or pictures of the victims of these savage actors to send dead bodies, pictures or videos to the family. How wicked and how evil is that? And I do not know why Israel is still waiting for these things to happen even today. God is my witness, Brother Paul. If I am the government of Israel, I will give Hamas a few hours and I will say, if you do not return the last one of those whom you kidnapped, we will annihilate not only Hamas, but the rest of the Palestinians, innocent or not, because these are savage. They're not human. The only way you can communicate with them is with the language of vicious animals. And that is exactly what every Palestinian deserves. And I wonder how many other media in America talk about these issues and share about these issues. Maybe this will silence the wicked evil who are protesting against Israel for Hamas or for the Palestinians.
Sure. The next story actually backs you up. an Arabic copy of Hitler's Nazi manifesto Mein Kampf was found in a children's bedroom and that was used as a terror base in northern Gaza. The family's home had also housed explosives. And this just presents further proof of Hamas's terror activity in the heart of the civilian population of Gaza.
Brother, Hamas does not believe in any words called civilian. Hamas will annihilate their own Palestinian people for the hope to kill some Jews, not even to kill all the Jews. When Hamas kill a one Jewish man, a soldier or a civilian, even if they lost, say, 500 Muslims in processing that dream, they consider it victory. So they hide behind their wives. They hide behind their children. They put all the rockets to launch these attacks in schools, in hospitals, in mosques, in children clubs. It doesn't matter where they put them. They care less about civilians. They care less about their own people. We know that when the people of Hamas control Gaza, there is no such a thing as civilian and not civilian. They do not have logic or common sense as we think here in America. They are simply savage animals, no more or less. So now, Brother Paul, we have one third brand new story just came up at United Kingdom. What's going on there?
Well, the BBC has become a station for Hamas propaganda dissemination. They have decided that they would continue to interview Musa Abu Marzouk, which we've discussed before, and yes, he came out and insanely said the Israeli hostages are their guests.
The Israeli hostages are their what?
Yes.
Oh, so they're going to treat them with honor and respect and love. When did Mr. Marzouk make that statement?
On November 7th, and the video was sent on the 11th.
Wait a minute. You mean the people of Hamas are not listening to Mr. Marzouk and they disobey his command? And they just treat their hostage not as guests, but as just Jewish criminals need to be annihilated by their own hands?
That's exactly what it appears.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Paul. As usual, you do a great job for producing these shows. And we pray for the Lord to continue to bless you. And that brings us to the end of our broadcast for this Friday. And until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.